A judge's ruling gives environmentalists new hope for the future of a bat that's quickly disappearing from Pennsylvania. In 2015, the northern long-eared bat was listed officially by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, and a coalition of environmental groups challenged that listing. They argued that the bat needs more protections because mining, timber, and other human activities have removed forest habitat that the bats rely on, compounding population declines from a fatal bat disease, white nose syndrome. So the bat should get the stronger endangered listing. A few weeks ago, a judge agreed. I talked with Ryan Shannon, an attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity, which was part of the legal challenge, about the reasons for the court's decision.
There were two primary reasons why the judge overturned the threatened designation. The first one was because one of the ways the service tried to justify their threatened listing was by saying that within 40% of the total geographic range, the bat was still doing okay. But this was a bit of smoke and mirrors on the part of the service, because in its core range, the area where it was most abundant on the East Coast and in the Midwest, the species had already been absolutely devastated by white nose syndrome, with population declines at the time of listing of over 90%. And instead of looking at that 90% number in the core range, they decided to look at the geographic range. But that 40% number just was not reflective of the actual status of the species. And then the second reason was that the judge said that they failed to take into account the cumulative impacts of other threats beyond white nose syndrome. And in the case of a species like the bat, where it has been devastated by something like white nose syndrome or another invasive species or some new disease, it may be the case that before that disease was on the scene, some of the other threats to the species may have been insignificant and the species as a whole could have withstood them. However, once you accept the reality that the bat population is being decimated by white nose syndrome, we're in a situation where every single remaining bat counts. And so those threats that may have once been insignificant are now cumulatively significant, and therefore the service has to take them into account when making their listing determination.
And one of those considerations is habitat loss.
Yeah, that was the primary consideration. When a species is listed as threatened as opposed to endangered, it doesn't automatically receive all of the protections of the Endangered Species Act. The primary one being the protection from take, which is, I think, what most people think of when they think of the Endangered Species Act protections, basically the prohibition on harming, killing, harassing an endangered or threatened species. But threatened species don't automatically receive those protections, and the service has the discretion to issue what's called a 4D rule. And a 4D rule can exempt certain activities from the prohibition on take and just say categorically, even if you kill a northern long-eared bat doing this activity, that's not prohibited by the act. And with the 4D rule here, the service issued an incredibly broad, basically blanket exclusion for all activities resulting in habitat loss. So whether that be coal mining, oil and gas development, or timber sales, basically all of them were exempted under the 4D rule.
So will this ruling by the judge mean that the bat will automatically be listed as endangered?
I think that that's the writing on the wall, but as a technical legal matter, no. What the judge said is that they have to go back and revisit their threatened listing and take into account both the devastation that white nose syndrome has done to its core range and its cumulative impacts. And hypothetically, they could reissue another threatened finding. However, I think it's clear both from the science and from the judge's ruling that they should issue an endangerment finding, barring some miracle like a known effective cure for white nose syndrome. I mean, obviously that would be a complete game changer and we'd all be thrilled to see it.
What could this ruling mean for the bat's numbers? Is it coming soon enough?
It's not coming soon enough. We petitioned for this species back in 2011. We think that it deserved the full protections of the act then. It took the service 4 years to finally issue the threatened ruling, and we didn't think that was protective enough now. And its situation hasn't gotten any better since 2015. At this point, white nose syndrome has continued to spread throughout its range, wreaking the same kind of devastation in the western portion of its range that we saw in the eastern and midwestern portions of its range. And so this endangerment finding can't come fast enough. This bat is in desperate need of the protections of the act.
The original threatened designation was made during the Obama administration. Is there any worry that the Trump administration won't protect the long-eared bat under the Endangered Species Act when there are some rollbacks of that act?
Yeah, it's always a concern. This administration has listed fewer species under the Endangered Species Act than any other administration that's come before it. And so it's always a concern that they are going to try to find any way to not provide this species with the protections that it desperately needs. But I think that the fact that this was issued during the Obama administration just also goes to show that we've constantly had to fight for necessary protections for endangered and threatened species, and that the Fish and Wildlife Service historically has been dramatically underfunded by both Democratic and Republican administrations. And that just makes its job of protecting endangered species that much harder to do, regardless of the administration. Obviously, this administration is openly hostile to the Endangered Species Act, and that's most evidenced by the rollbacks, the regulatory rollbacks that they issued this August. And part of those rollbacks is a new definition of foreseeable future, where they look to see whether or not the threat to the species is likely and whether the species' response to that threat is likely. In large part, that's a way of discounting the impacts of climate change. I'm not sure if that will play a role here. Obviously, there is no doubt and no dispute that white nose syndrome has been completely devastating to this species, but these rollbacks are indicative of the Trump administration's hostility to the Endangered Species Act.
You mentioned northern long-eared bats have been hit particularly hard with white nose syndrome. What's special about these bats?
These bats are really unique. They were one of the most widespread bat species along the East Coast and the Midwest prior to the introduction of white nose syndrome. They're pretty cute, and they had a lot of benefits for the local ecosystems and for industries like agriculture, in that they ate an enormous amount of insects. So this species really used to play a critical role in its environment, and it's really been devastating to see caves where there may have once been hundreds or thousands of bats be completely empty today.
Ryan Shannon is an attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity, a spokesperson for the U.S. Department of the Interior, which oversees the Fish and Wildlife Service, says it's reviewing the judge's ruling.